John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Now, people who can remember, there was a gentleman who used to contribute fairly regularly to this program called George White. George was doing a lot of fishing back in those days. He was concerned about the quality of the water, particularly near the airport, and beat the drum on that front with some considerable success. He had the welfare of locals very much at heart, and he was always prepared to warn where the latest big crocodile was lurking. But I remember him one day saying, "And listen, you know where we've got the mouth of the Barron?" He said, "Don't think that's set in concrete, because back some considerable decades, admittedly, ago, it changed where it entered the sea. The mouth of the Barron River changed." Now, everyone said, "Oh, really?" Yes, it did. And, of course, just the other day, we saw again what happened over at Machin's Beach. The signs are starting to go. The Barron might change its mouth again. And this is the point George was making, that the Barron River is likely to change its mouth again where it enters the Coral Sea. Have a listen to this. It reads here that a list of five key demands, including new flooding escape routes and a halt on housing development, have been put to the Premier during the fly-in visit to Cairns last week. The Combined Residents Working Group, these are people that care. To their great credit, they say, no, we can't just sit and ignore what might be happening. We've got to beat the drum and hopefully get some better knowledge of what might happen and get some assistance if we can take precautions. Anyway, this group, forged between Yorkeys, Holloways and Machin's Beaches, as well as Kamarunga, Lake Placid and Caravonica locals in the wake of Jasper, in the wake of the flood, they all copped it, those six. They've aired dozens of ideas to help rebuild their patch and fortify it against future flooding. They made submissions to the 10 ministers, part of the community cabinet session in Cairns last Wednesday, but they only got to meet one, disaster recovery minister Nikki Boyd. Now, representing the group, former Mulgrave Shire Councillor Ross Parisi said one of the five main requests put to the government was an update of the Bible for the Delta, the Barron River Delta investigation, which is understood to be the last major report into the Barron River's flood potential. Guess when it was made, that report? 1981. And the point that Ross is making is that's 42 years ago, he said. Needs to be updated, needs to take into consideration the developments that have taken place. Now, Ross said the council and state government should also investigate levee banks built at Kamarunga, Lake Placid, Caravonica, Yorkeys Knob, Machin's and Holloway's beaches and their potential exacerbation of flood events. Now, this is the next interesting sentence in this article. This comes after local geoscientist Dr. John Knott said, only heavy engineering would stop Tomatoes Creek, which during the December flood overflowed and caused mass destruction in Holloway's Beach, from becoming the Barron River's main mouth. There it is again. The Barron River changing its mouth. And where will that be? Well, according to John, and nobody would know more about these matters than him, Tomatoes Creek could be the new mouth of the Barron. I've got him on the line here somewhere. There he is. He's Professor Geoscience, College of Science and Engineering at JCU, Professor John Knott. John, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Once again, long time no talk, but this is an important one. You've seen this coming for some time. Going back to what George White said all those years ago, it did change its mouth. I can't remember when. I thought he might have said back in the 30s or something. But it has in the past changed its mouth. You're saying it's likely to happen again unless a lot of work's done.
Yes, that's right. Well, it did change its mouth in 1939.
There you go.
So it shifted from coming out between Ely Point and Casuarina Point, which was basically the mouth was coming out into Trinity Bay or into the Cairns Bay area. It shifted northwards to come out sort of at the southern end of Machin's Beach. And by exactly the same process, we could expect it to shift and come out at Tomatoes Creek. So between the northern end of Holloway's Beach and the southern end of Yorkeys Beach. So right there, that's where we could expect it to occur in the future and by exactly the same process as occurred in 1939.
Now, that process, can you put it in language we can relate to? For example, if we all pretended we were kids and we were playing puddles when a downpour comes or whatever. I mean, can you explain it in how we can make a picture in our minds of that dramatic change in the course of a big river?
Okay, I'll give it a go. Basically, a river wants to take the shortest course to the sea.
Right.
And Now, Tomatoes Creek chopped its way back and intersected with the Barron River in the 1930s. It never used to intersect there. So Tomatoes Creek didn't flow from the Barron River to the sea prior to the 1930s. But it chopped its way back and it intersected with the Barron River. And now that distance from that junction that we all go over when we're travelling along Cook Highway is 5 kilometres to the sea, whereas from that junction down the existing Barron River is 10 kilometres to the sea.
Wow.
So basically the Barron wants to take the shorter course.
Yes.
Now, it doesn't do it automatically. It happens progressively, and usually it will occur after a big flood. That's what happened in 1939. And that's what we could expect to happen in the near future. And indeed, basically, we kind of did see that happen at Holloway's Beach.
So what happened in 39 basically was a flood, a plain, and because of the water rushing across it, that created a drain, which became the creek, Tomatoes Creek. That drain that is a creek with big flooding, with really potent amounts of water going through, is going to dig the drain deeper. Is that what happens?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So Tomatoes Creek is gradually getting wider and deeper. And as it does so, it's able to take more of the water from the Barron River and more of the sand. That's important as well. So as it does that, it will gradually build itself up to a point where it's sufficiently wide and deep. And then when a big flood comes along, the last bit of scouring will occur. And we'll start to see most of the flow going down from there. And the other part of the river will gradually silt up. So we'll sort of have two arms, but one will gradually silt up, the other will become more active.
Now, what's the long-term impact on people from these changes?
The first thing is beach erosion. So we're already experiencing lots of beach erosion at Machin's and now at Holloway's Beach. But once the sand supply goes north of Holloway's Beach, then the beach erosion problem will be even further exacerbated at Machin's and Holloway's. Because the Barron supplies the sand to the coast and then it moves north. So anywhere south of it, after it changes course to Tomatoes Creek, we'll be really, really starved of sand. So that's the first thing. So then we're going to have major heavy engineering works along the coast at Machin's and Holloway's. I mean, we've already got them at Machin's and we're starting to get more and more at Holloway's. So we're going to lose our beaches there. Yorkies will benefit from that because it'll start getting most of the sand supply immediately rather than waiting for it to have to travel up the coast. So that's one thing. And then, you know, the nature of floods are going to change as well. And impacts like we saw at Holloway's where, you know, Tomatoes Creek pushed its way through and abandoned or isolated all those people at the very northern end of Holloway's Beach. So more and more events like that are likely.
When you use the term heavy engineering, it just conjures up lots and lots of question marks in people's minds. What do you mean by heavy engineering?
Well, if we don't want Tomatoes Creek to become the main outlet for the Barron River, if that's a decision, and that's a decision that council obviously has to make, but we, the public of Cairns, also need to be able to have a say in as well. If we decide that that's not in our best interest, then we're going to have to stop Tomatoes Creek from becoming deeper and wider. Okay, so we're going to have to control it, constrain it in that sense and stop it becoming the main channel. Now, I'm not an engineer. That's the job of engineers, to design and construct, you know, things to be able to do that sort of thing. And they're very capable of obviously being able to do that. But we as a community need to make that decision about what we want. I mean, it's a very natural process. It's meant to occur. And rivers, as I say, want to shorten their course to the sea for all sorts of reasons that I won't go into, but that's what they do. We have to, as a community, decide, well, what do we want? And, I mean, Ross Parisi's comments about, look, we need a new thorough investigation into the whole of the Barron Delta, given that they've got so much more development there since the early 1980s, is a good one, a very good one. We need to factor all of that in with our developments and also what the community want, I think, is really important.
In your private thoughts, you believe this is possible, clearly. Otherwise, you wouldn't be out there banging drums saying there could be some engineering, if you like, heavy engineering that might help us avert a catastrophe.
Well, it's possible. I mean, of course it's possible. I mean, we can do that. Engineers are very good at constraining and changing rivers and doing what they've got to do for all sorts of reasons, some good, some not so good, but, you know, many of them are important for our economic future and for the safety of people. So it's entirely possible. But we need that whole delta view, I think, of what's going on there and what will happen in terms of future floods. And I think we also need to remember, too, that, you know, when the Barron flooded in December,
yes,
all of those channels filled up and the whole floodplain was covered with water.
Yes.
You know? So that, I mean, yeah, once Tomatis burst through to the ocean, it did drop the levels in Holloway's very, very quickly.
Mm.
So that was good in that sense. But, you know, the whole of the floodplain was covered with water. So those channels are completely buried underwater, so to speak. So they're still flowing and there's still a lot of flow in them, but they're kind of buried and they're out of the picture for a while until the floodwaters drop down.
Yeah.
So it's a complicated situation. Mm.
And you've been around, and I've been around long enough to know that people's memories are relatively short. As much as it seems like it's an imperative now, if we revisit this discussion in 5 years' time, most people will have moved on and not taken the steps that probably could help avert another major setback for the area, for the Northern Beaches.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so true. You're exactly right. We will have short memories on this.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, 1977 was the last time the whole floodplain was covered with water. It wasn't as high as we had on the 17th of December last year.
Yes.
But still, 1977, and there's a lot of new people have come to Cairns, so they've never experienced it and seen that.
Mm.
And you know, that's likely to happen over the next 20 or 30 years as well. Mm. So. Yeah, we need to keep it front and centre, for sure.
Exactly. This has been really worthwhile today, John. Thank you.
Pleasure, John.
Professor John Knott. He's Professor of Geoscience, College of Science and Engineering at James Cook University.